Popularly known as marijuana and weed, cannabis is a plant that has been named the most used illicit drug in the world by the United Nations. Consumed for its relaxing or euphoric effect, marijuana can be used recreationally to medicinally for treating psychological maladies. In terms of short-term effects, smoking marijuana may result in an increase in appetite, problems with memory or perception, loss of coordination, increased heart rate, and difficulty thinking lucidly. We asked some students about the short-term effects of marijuana. Their voices have been modified to protect their identities.
The short-term effects of smoking way too much pot would be, red eyes, pretty bad memory, short-term memory. It makes you feel real good.
Your eyes get, red, right? And you get, the munchies where you want to eat a lot.
These effects are a product of the main chemical in the drug known as THC or tetrahydrocannabinol. These effects often lessen in a matter of 1 to 2 hours, but THC can stay in the body anywhere from 20 hours to 10 days, varying due to the amount and potency of the marijuana consumed. Moreover, a variety of studies have proven that there are some detrimental long-term effects that are associated with continued use of cannabis. Like that of cigarettes, a person who smokes marijuana is susceptible to a variety of respiratory ailments, including bronchitis, emphysema, and bronchial asthma. Although marijuana and cigarettes are extremely similar regarding long-term effects, some students think otherwise.
So I think it's safer than cigarettes because cigarettes are actually harming your body and they're killing you, and at least marijuana is not killing you.
The nicotine is worse for you. It's more addicting.
The dispute over its legalization often ends in the debate over the long-term effects of marijuana and its addicting properties. Mr. Benjamin, Jericho High School's social worker, details the drawbacks of smoking marijuana.
I think there were, marijuana, because it's often or most often smoked, it has all the dangers of tobacco to your lungs, to emphysema and health issues like that. And it also has an effect on one's brain in the sense of it sort of puts it into a foggy state. And if you see people who smoke pot for many years, there's sort of a disconnect that they have. So I'm always concerned about that as well. I think it's a pretty common misconception. I hear kids in my office often say, marijuana is organic, it grows. And I say to them, well, heroin's organic too, it grows, and that doesn't mean that it's a safe substance. So I think marijuana, like all drugs, have probably some merits, for glaucoma and for medical use, but they have a big downside, and we have to be aware of both sides and act accordingly.
Mrs. Romano, Jericho High School's health teacher, elaborates upon these dangers.
Actually, most of the long-term effects usually end up being the respiratory illnesses, constantly being sick. There is a slight link to emphysema, constant bronchitis, and a lower immune system, for starters. And then on top of that, which most people don't necessarily see very quickly, too, is just the laziness factor, that the person doesn't necessarily have motivation to do much of anything over a period of time.
Though marijuana is known to have negative effects on the body, the argument in favor for the legalization of marijuana for medical use contends that the plant has been known to decrease symptoms such as nausea, muscle spasms, convulsions, and to also stimulate appetite. CNN notes that marijuana is often successfully used in the treatment of glaucoma, multiple sclerosis, nausea, epilepsy, concussions, Alzheimer's disease, and bipolar disorder. A Jericho student stated his opinion.
It is a lot more beneficial than other medicines and has less side effects, and I feel like it can actually help a lot of people who desperately need it.
In addition, though, the White House states on its website that marijuana use, particularly long-term chronic use or starting at a young age, can lead to dependence and addiction. Those who support its decriminalization and legalization often disagree. The Seattle Times recently noted that the support of legal marijuana is increasing, while the opposition of legal marijuana is decreasing. They found that as of 2014, 52% of Americans support its legalization, while 45% stand in opposition. In a survey of 100 Jericho students, 80% believe that marijuana should be legalized for medical use, and 57% believe that marijuana should be legalized for recreational use. With these different opinions, we asked a couple of students to explain their reasons behind these answers.
I feel like it's more safe than alcohol, and alcohol is legal, and so is tobacco, both of which are very harmful. I feel as if marijuana is less harmful than those.
I don't think it should be used for recreational use because people are going to end up, if it is legalized, using it wrong.
I think it should be legalized medically and recreationally. Because how many people do you see that die from use of marijuana? How many people do you see die from alcohol poisoning?
I feel like it would be, you know, it'd be cool, quote unquote cool, if it was legalized for recreational use. But I feel there would be too many abusers of the product. They would find ways around the system, and they would smoke way too much pot.
Often, students cite its effect of relaxation of one of its major benefits, especially in the face of stressful academics.
I feel as the appeal is to maybe relax. A lot of people are stressed and always tense, and I feel like it's a good stress reliever.
The whole relax and with all the homework and like tests, the stress, so they're like, oh yeah, let's go smoke marijuana to like relieve our stress.
But perhaps the most startling thing we learned was that some students are almost completely unaware of the drug's long-term effects.
The worst thing, you fall asleep and you wake up next morning and you forget some stuff. Essentially, marijuana is not addictive.
Mr. Benjamin and Mrs. Romano are both extremely educated on this issue and have formed their own opinions on the legalization of marijuana.
My mixed feelings are, one, that if you make it, to put someone in jail for marijuana use seems excessive to me. On the other hand, I'm nervous about adding another drug to the arsenal for teenagers to use. So it's a complicated issue.
I think medical is okay, and I think it's in extreme cases. Terminal illness, things like that. I think, unfortunately, states like California that have it for something as simple as anxiety, when you could simply do breathing exercises, yoga, you know, something of that nature, I think is taking it to the extreme. I think people will do it for any excuse. And I think once it gets that label of being medicinally okay, people think that it's okay, period. And I think there are very specific situations for it. The other concern, too, is that medical grade marijuana has a different THC level that's been specifically tested for illnesses, as opposed to the stuff that you buy on the street.
I think one of the problems is going to be with driving, if they make it legal, that right now you can test someone for alcohol and you can tell if they had a drink, because alcohol, you can evaluate when the person drank. With marijuana, they could have smoked a week ago and it would still show up in their system. So someone could be totally high on pot and could claim that they smoked last week, even though they smoked right before they got in the car. So I think that's going to be a real challenge, and I don't know how they're going to manage that.
Meanwhile, according to research done by the University of Oregon, long-term studies of high school students and their patterns of drug use show that very few young people will use other illegal drugs without first trying marijuana. This makes marijuana considered a gateway drug.
Gateway meaning not everyone who smokes marijuana is automatically going to end up using more harder substances, but it is certainly one of the first drugs that people are exposed to, and in that way it's a gateway drug.
Ultimately, marijuana does have its medical benefits, but also has its dangerous risks. For the safeguard of the teenagers of Jericho High School and all over the country, it is apparent that further education is needed to inform students of the potential harms of marijuana. Michaela Adwar and Julia Milana, Jericho News.